two men simultaneously finished the Hokahei Motorcycle Challenge on the Homer Spit early Monday morning, staking their claim to the $500,000 prize money in the 8,000-mile endurance race. The Hokahei has not been without controversy, however, as some riders are claiming the whole thing might be a scam. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has more.
44-year-old Hokahei rider Charles C. Lynn of Sorrento, Florida, died Saturday after his motorcycle went into a drainage ditch outside of Douglas, Wyoming. That according to the Casper Star Tribune newspaper. Police suspect that Lynn had fallen asleep shortly before going into a spin and running off the road. Lynn was not wearing a helmet. 2 days later, at 4:20 a.m. Monday morning, two riders, Frank Kelly of Prosperity, South Carolina, and Will Barkley of Highland, Florida, became the first riders to cross the finish line in front of Kevin Bell Arena on the Homer Spit. Kelly and Barkley will have to pass a variety of tests before they are declared the official winners, says Hokahei organizer Annie Malloy.
There's drug tests, there's lie detector tests, there's DMV checks, things like that. That all have to pass the muster, but we had two great guys come across this morning at 4:20, and was really cool.
On Monday afternoon, another rider, Homer resident Eric Wickery, pulled into the arena parking lot only to find the finish line had been taken down and no one was there to greet him. Wickery says that after unexpected bike repairs, several near wrecks, and an encounter with a grizzly bear on the Cassier Highway, the race nearly finished him. Wickery, a marine electrician whose ride was sponsored by several Homer businesses, admits to skipping parts of the prescribed route, including the final checkpoint in Fairbanks, because he believed early on that something just wasn't right about the Hokahei.
The maps are wrong, the routes are wrong. The first checkpoint was Ormond Beach, and I smelled a rat at that point when they didn't ask for my ID. They didn't want to know my odometer. All they wanted was me in the service department, the hard sell to get my bike in there. Oh, it needs to be checked out. They're waiting on you. They'll get you right in. I'm like, no, the bike's fine.
After several riders became lost in Alabama, says Wickery, 10 of them gathered at a convenience store and held an impromptu meeting.
And I said, well, what if it's all a diversion? All this is a diversion. The first one to Homer wins the money. Well, the reality is there's been a lot of lawsuits already filed against the organizers, and nobody's going to get that money, whoever did truly win it, because nobody can honestly pass a polygraph saying they stayed en route, because the routes are wrong. They don't lead to where you're supposed to be. So I think they've set it up so they can disqualify everyone, and the money stays in trust with the Sioux tribe.
Malloy says that she and fellow organizers have been deflecting accusations that the race is a hoax since the beginning. Asked about the death of Lynn, Malloy declined comment, referring to a Hokahei press release that was not sent to KBBI in time for this story. A telephone call Monday to Hokahei organizer Beth Durham was disconnected, and subsequent calls and emails were not returned in time for this story. Wickery says, scam or not, he's proud just to have finished the ride.
There's an awful lot of angry people at this point. So I'm not. It took me about 3,000 miles to get over my anger. I was pissed at first. I know that I've been off route, so I'm not in a contender for the money, but I did want to be the first guy in Homer, or at least the first Alaskan in Homer, and I guess I have. So I'm third, technically.
Malloy says that despite some bumps in the road, the Hokahei has already been a big success.
You know, I have a lot of wives here in town. Their husbands are having a trip of their life, and they're thanking us for putting this beautiful route together. You know, they're saying it's really life-changing.
In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.